1-800-449-8686 is the number for the Phil Henry Show. We made 116 G's on our Best of the Phil Henry Show CD, and I think we sold about four yesterday, Mike. So we have, yesterday we were at about $116,000 and, you know, $116,200, and today I think we're at $116,400. So we are making a meteoric rise through the Stratus, Ionis, and on into space sphere. It doesn't matter. I can pump that CD as much as I possibly can, as much as I want. People are going to buy it, and they're not going to buy it, okay? And the other thing is this internet thing. It ain't all that that it's cracked up to be. I don't think you can sell as much stuff on the net as they say you can. I forget Amazon.com, notwithstanding, and all the other places you can go. I ain't selling nothing on that website of ours, at philhenryshow.com. Wait till we get that special merchandising arm going. The T-shirts, the mugs, the keychains, the chapstick, the little notepads. Then we're going to start making, we're going to start seeing some serious dollars. Huh, Craig? The lubrication aids, all of that stuff. 1-800-449-8686. We're going to get, speaking of the net, everybody's got a business online. Brad Rifkin of SolutionsUSA.net is with us from Southern California this afternoon. Is he in New York? Hello, Brad. How are you?
Very good, Phil. Thank you for having me on.
You're in New York City, right?
Yes, sir. In Manhattan this afternoon.
All right. Brad, question for you. The SolutionsUSA.net, this is a brand new company for you?
Right. This is a company that we started this organization about a year ago. And we really believe that self-sufficiency when it comes to energy is important. And I think that America needs to really quit being a country of losers.
Now, I saw that in your material. America needs to stop being a country of losers. What do you mean by that?
Well, because we are not self-sufficient when it comes to oil, Phil, we have become a country of losers. And we really feel that when it comes to energy, we need to take control of our financial destiny. We need to invest in SolutionsUSA.net. It is an energy program of the people, an energy program for the people, and an energy program by the people. And we do this with the on-sale line of a energy device that we think is going to help America. Right now, millions of American homeowners could be sitting on gas, oil, and mineral deposits. And what we would like to do is start to access some of those mineral deposits.
Okay, let's just back up for a second. You're talking about taking control of our financial destiny because we're too dependent on foreign oil?
Phil, right now, the United States of America is OPEC's jail bitch. And I don't say that to be inflammatory, but we are definitely OPEC's jail bitch. That's America.
And OPEC's jail bitch?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
But, Phil, the reason...
I'm curious about the colorful language there.
The reason, Phil, that I say that is you look around you. All of the oil that we are using in our automobiles right now, we import from OPEC. We are completely dependent upon foreign sources of oil.
And yeah, but we've heard this argument given before. We need to be self-sufficient. We need to do this. We need to do that. We have got guys, companies, the North Shore of Alaska. I mean, you know, where are we going to find the new deposits?
Here is where we find the new deposits. SolutionsUSA.net encourages you to go out and find that energy yourself. It is a revolutionary concept. Individual property owners, instead of relying on the big oil companies to go out and find oil deposits, you, the individual, what'd you say your engineer's name was?
Craig Taylor.
Tell that guy, Craig Taylor, he can go out and find that. Tell yourself you can go out.
I'm going to go out and I'm going to find oil deposits. How? Because you're selling something through your company?
Phil, we are selling a very, very powerful backyard energy locator.
And what do you think most people in America sitting on their property, what is the likelihood that we are all sitting on some deposit of energy?
I think it's a very good likelihood. I think what you have, hundreds of millions of private property owners in the United States of America, and the likelihood that those pieces of those small parcels of land contain energy mineral deposits is very high. You are not allowed as a major company looking for energy to go into private reserve without the express written consent of the property owner. So most of these private properties, most of these areas, nobody knows. But if you, the individual homeowner, were to go out with our backyard energy locator, a powerful, sharp-pointed implement comes with the AccuGrip.
All right, tell us about it. This is a backyard energy locator.
Backyard energy locator sold through SolutionsUSA.net. It comes with an AccuGrip safety handle. It has a titanium steel bit or pick, as we call it.
How do you use it?
By repeatedly thrusting the bit or pick into the soil, you uncover layers of soil and minerals, potentially uncovering what could be hundreds of gallons of oil.
And all right, so you're using this energy locator.
You're using an energy locator by...
All right, so you're going into your backyard, right?
That is correct. America's been OPEC's bitch long enough. This program of uncovering new energy sources will give America back its self-respect and America gets some exercise.
What you're saying is we're going outside and we're digging for oil.
When you are using an energy locator that we sell that has a titanium steel bit, you're going to get, with each thrust, down into the ground probably a couple of feet. And you'll be able to use this to get some exercise, too, right? So not only are you looking for oil, but you're getting some of the fat off, and you're starting to tone. Because before I got into SolutionsUSA.net looking for oil in your backyard, I also was a personal trainer, Phil. And I saw a lot of out-of-shape people. I said, how can I put people in shape, and how can I get more oil for America? Using our energy, our backyard energy locator, you can do this.
All right, Brad Rifkin is my guest. He's with SolutionsUSA.net. His company sells a backyard energy locator whereby you can find oil or mineral deposits on your own land. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct.
All right, question for you. I bought a house. Many people buy houses. In the papers that I signed for my house, it said that I do not get the oil and mineral rights.
Yeah, that is correct, Phil. There are a lot of deeds that are signed, a lot of real estate deals that go where you don't look at the fine print and you don't have that. But that is in a minority of cases. That is,
you're saying in the minority of cases, people sign deals for land, real estate deals for land, where they don't get the mineral or oil rights.
That is correct.
So I got unlucky.
It's not so much that you got unlucky. You bought a piece of property in an area that is much coveted. I know you live in Southern California. That real estate it goes for an awful lot of money, so it's a very coveted real estate. People want it. And I don't think while you're building a home and selling parcels of land to build homes on or to purchase a home that's on a parcel of land, while you may not mind that as a developer, you certainly are not going to give away the mineral and oil rights to that land. However, that's in California. In most states, and probably in most counties, you are allowed to go out, dig for oil, dig for minerals in your own backyard. And using the SolutionsUSA.net energy locator, you're not only getting it, you're getting exercise too, Phil.
And all right, so I'm out in my backyard, I'm digging for oil.
And you're getting toned, you're getting a lot of the fat off, you're getting a lot of the fat that hangs from the hip, the rear end, the back door, the back porch, what we call a back porch, the shoulders, you're getting the gut slimmed down. And so you not only get self-respect as a country, because you're no longer OPEC's bitch as a country, you're no longer OPEC's bitch as a man, Phil.
And can I interrupt for a minute?
Sure.
For some reason, I'm bothered by that OPEC's bitch thing. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I understand what you're saying. I would be, too.
And when we say you would be too.
Well, I understand why you wouldn't want to be OPEC's bitch or any of the men that are listening to your show. But the fact is, you are.
And how do you figure that I'm personally OPEC's bitch?
You put gasoline into your car that comes from oil that was imported from the Arabian countries. So every single American man.
And what about the women?
The women are doing simply, they're going by the lead of the male leadership in this country. But really, the women, too. But, I mean, you have to really, if you're a man, this is particularly insulting to you, isn't it?
I don't like being called OPEC's bitch. I mean that.
Well, the country is, too. But you individually, yes, you are. And
So every man in America.
Every man in America is OPEC's jail bitch. And I'm sorry.
It insults me.
It should insult you, Phil. It should insult every man listening. That's why we want every single guy listening to your show to at least think about the SolutionsUSA.net backyard energy locator and to start thinking about locating their own source of energy and break away from this dependence on foreign oil and break away from OPEC, where you're figuratively running to get cigarettes for OPEC. I mean, that's what you're doing. Every time you put gasoline into your car, you're running again fetching cigarettes and candy bars for them. And what do you get? At night, when you go to sleep in the jail cell that is America, OPEC is coming around and tapping you on the shoulder and sliding in next to you. You see,
okay, the metaphor OPEC's jail bitch is bothering me, and
it should bother you. And
yeah, but all of that stuff about I'm fetching OPEC cigarettes. Here's the thing that I want to make clear to my listeners. All right, I certainly think that we all should be in shape, and I think that we all should be self-sufficient when it comes to energy. I don't know that you're going to find too many guys willing to dig for oil reserves and mineral reserves in their backyard. Okay.
I don't know about that, Phil. I think we've become so sick and tired of the skyrocketing cost of gasoline. We have become so sick and tired of the amount of money that it costs for a gallon of gasoline. Yeah, we are willing to try to become self-sufficient. I'm going to give an example. I'm OPEC, okay?
I'm sorry?
I'm going to be OPEC, all right? And you're you.
All right.
Hey, sweetheart, go get me a beer.
And then
you go fetch me a beer. Because I'm OPEC, and you're the typical American man running to get OPEC a beer, fetching OPEC some cigarettes, going down to the book cart and getting a book off the book cart.
Good Lord. Were you ever in jail, just out of curiosity?
Unfortunately, yes, I was, Phil. I spent 6 months in a minimum security prison in the state of Florida. I did a copyright infringement. I was a much younger man, but I've learned some things. And the number one thing that I've learned is become self-sufficient on energy. Don't be OPEC's bitch. And
well, this is in your literature, and I think that what you're doing is you're trying to challenge our manhood somehow.
Well, I think it's a manhood issue. We've been reliant upon their oil for too long. Our backyard energy converter will help you find deposits of oil and gas in your own backyard. Don't be a bitch. What?
I find it...
Well, Phil, it wasn't me, okay? I didn't start it. I'm not the guy that started our dependence on foreign oil.
Well, it wasn't me either, okay?
Yeah, but you're going out and buying it. I'm just helping you. I'm trying to help every American man get away from it somehow. Get a cell change. Go to solitary. And
everything with the jail metaphors. All right, hold the line, okay, Brad?
Certainly, Phil.
Brad Rifkin is operator of BusinessSolutionsUSA.net. We are so dependent upon foreign oil, you can purchase through his company a backyard energy locator. It's essentially a pick shovel device where you dig for energy, get into shape, so that we aren't, quote, OPEC's jail bitch, end quote, any longer. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Special guest Brad Rifkin from talking to us from New York City this afternoon, evening, where he is, about the SolutionsUSA.net backyard energy locator. And the philosophy is that energy can be located in enough backyards across America to make up for our dependence upon foreign oil. You really think, Mr. Rifkin, there is that much oil?
I think that there is a great deal of unexploited resource in this country, absolutely. And for us to sit back and assume that there isn't, and to continue to rely on foreign oil, and yes, I use the phrase OPEC's jail bitch, because that's what you are, that's what every American man is, as long as we are not getting the backyard energy locator, which is...
The backyard energy locator is like a pick, isn't that what it is?
It is the backyard energy locator. It is.
It's a shovel and a pick, right?
It's... It is a device that is able to cut through layers of soil.
All right. And you look for oil and gas.
That's correct.
Now, what about refining it?
Phil, we also have... Refining it is a very easy thing. You'd be surprised. You can refine oil in your own home. We do have a starter kit on how to convert oil to gasoline.
This is a converter kit?
Yes, sir. It's easy to set up. You need a small ventilated room, concrete floor, hopefully, and you can convert oil to gasoline within an hour.
Here is Fort Lauderdale on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, I got a couple questions and a couple comments.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Have you, this is for Brett, have you used this, your own invention?
Have I used it?
In your backyard?
Oh, sure.
Have you found the oil yet? Or?
Not yet, no. But my point is that if we get enough people working on it,
Do you think we can come up with enough oil to support our country by ourselves?
I would say this. It's either that or we continually rely upon foreign oil. Well, what's it going to be?
We rely on countries for a lot of things.
We don't rely on countries for a resource where if we didn't have it, we'd literally bring the country to a standstill. We do not rely on any other country for a resource other than the Arabs for oil, if we didn't have it, we would be at a standstill. Why are we OPEC's jail bitch? Why are we getting OPEC cigarettes and beer? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about, right?
Couldn't you just use a shovel in your backyard and try to do it like that?
We're using an energy locator, titanium steel, cuts through it, okay?
Right.
All right. So
yeah, why can't you just use a shovel?
You can use a shovel, but ours is stronger. So go to Solutions. I tell you what, would you like one of our engineers to call you? Because I don't have all of the technical specs.
Well, I just want to know, have you had anybody that's found any oil yet, or is this...
Sure, yeah, there are people all the time finding oil. All the time. They're called wildcatters. We should get every American involved in this, Phil.
All right, here's Santa Rosa on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, hi. I'm an attorney here in Santa Rosa, and one of the things I just wanted to point out is, or ask, is whether your guest ever considered about whether mineral rights or gas rights or something that, or how he treats those, because I think that
a lot of places, like Mr. Henry indicated, that he didn't have the mineral gas rights to his own property.
Yeah.
All right. So some places you do, some places you don't.
And so then what are you going to do when you pull this stuff out of the ground?
Well, what's your point?
My point is, are you going to have to comply with hazardous waste laws? How are you going to pull this stuff out without going to either having an environmental impact study? I mean, there's a lot of questions.
You are a lawyer, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, you'd rather that people keep bending over for Saudi Arabia.
No.
Well, listen to you coming up with every reason why we ought to keep being OPEC's jail bitch.
So let's say that you pull this stuff out, and then where are you going to put all this dirt? Where are you going to put
There's a lawyer, everybody. You call up your lawyer, and he'll give you 100 reasons why you ought to keep being a bitch for OPEC.
No, let me ask.
All right,
you
okay, thank you, sir. Here is Salt Lake City on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, Phil. Thanks for having me. I'd like to say to you, Brad, that you made a comment earlier about women following the man's lead in this country.
Yes.
I myself am a man, but I find that very disgusting that you would say that.
Oh, really?
Yes. That really angers me.
Yeah.
And, Will, I'd like to say one other thing about your product. You're calling on this show.
Well, wait a minute. What are you angry about?
Women
follow the men's lead?
Yeah,
was that it?
I don't like it when people insult women. I can't stand it.
You found that insulting? Why was that insulting?
Are you gay?
I'm not gay, no. I'm straight. I'm actually married to a woman. I have 3 kids. But anyway,
at the age of 20, huh?
At the age of 20, yes.
3 kids.
3 kids. I know some people might find that a little weird.
Yeah,
I'm
we don't believe you.
Okay.
1-800-449-8686.
What you do, Phil, with the energy locator is simply go out into your backyard, start digging through the dirt until you find oil. And once you find the oil, then you... Did you ever see that TV show, The Beverly Hillbillies?
Well, all right. Once I find oil... Yes, he shot through the ground.
And up came the bubbling crude. Once you find oil... Then, you ever seen that movie? What was the movie with the...
I've seen all the movies and TV shows. I mean...
Well, what was that movie, East of Eden, where the oil came up and the guy was dancing around? That's what I'm talking about. Dancing around and...
Covered in oil and looking like a jackass, like something out of a movie, okay? I understand that. But once we find the oil, is it going to be enough to support this country? That's the question.
Do you want to be OPEC's...
I got it. No, I don't want to be OPEC's jail bitch. We want to find out how we support our country using the oil we find. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. One 800 449 8686. Brad Rifkin on the line with us from New York City, from SolutionsUSA.net, a company that is specializing in backyard energy locators. You can go out back, you can dig for oil in your own backyard, get into shape at the same time, And you won't be, as the brochure says, OPEC's jail bitch no more. Here is Gainesville on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. And Mr. Rifkin, you're there?
I'm right here, Phil, yeah.
Gainesville, hello.
Yes. I just have two quick comments. First of all, I'd like to say that I find it very hard to believe that a majority of Americans would have oil in their backyard and that they could refine it in their
why?
Home.
Why? Why is that impossible? Why is it impossible
it
that
the private property...
Well, let me ask you something.
Home.
Why is it possible to find oil in Alaska, but it's not possible to find oil in someone's backyard? I don't understand that.
Well, there's all different types of terrain throughout America. I just
Right. All kinds of different terrain. Well, what do you know about it?
I think that... You appear to be very chauvinistic.
If that's your real problem, that's your problem, okay?
No.
Well, let me ask the lady. Why do you... So you don't really know anything about oil exploration, right?
No, I don't.
Okay. So his point is that there's a lot of land that hasn't been tapped into, I guess, and most of it's private property.
I'm sure there's some, but I don't think a majority of Americans have oil in their backyard.
You don't think, but you don't know.
No,
well, I can tell. I mean, it's worth a shot. Otherwise, you want to drive around in a car that's dependent upon OPEC, you know.
Well, sure, I'd like to be self-sufficient just like every other American.
Well, what are you going
to
do about it?
I just think there's more feasible ways to go about it.
Nah, the only way to do it is to get up off your fat ass and go out and look for it, okay? Hey, you know, I'll tell you something else, too. I'm not being chauvinistic toward women. I'm talking about the men.
But you're calling about women following men around in mail... Yeah, I can just tell you.
All right, well, that was
a lot of women.
The fact that, you know, we had another comment on that. You said that women are not OPEC's jail bitch. Men are.
That's right.
But you said the women are just following men's lead.
Well, that's what women have done. Women follow the lead of the male administration in this country. Whatever, your car phone sucks. Jesus.
All right, I'm sorry, ma'am. We have to. Thanks.
Get rid of her.
Thank you.
I mean, it's driving me out of my mind.
Okay, so what we have here is a situation whereby the women are following the men's lead, right? And it's not got nothing to do with them having their own ideas as to how we might solve the energy problem.
Look, all I'm saying is most of the oil companies are run by men. The administration of this country is run by men. I'm just saying that it's a manhood question. OPEC is making jail bitches out of your men. If I could talk to the women for a second, all the women in America, all of the wives.
Okay, so you're talking to my wife, and OPEC has made her husband, Phil, a jail bitch. I'm going to get a book off the book cart?
That's right. And what you want to do is you want to make sure that you've got yourself some energy sufficiency. Now, I'm telling you right now, I'm on the marketing side. I don't know how it works. I can have a chemical engineer give you a call. But solutionsusa.net is the place to go for answers to these questions, all right? I'd just like to see Americans quit being OPEC's jail bitch and get back...
I've heard the term already, and get back to being energy sufficient. And we're going to do this with millions and millions of pickaxes and shovels.
Right.
So we go out into our backyards.
Phil, do you want to have to bend over and pick up OPEC's soap in the shower? Do you want to have to go and...
No, I don't want to get him a beer, I don't want to get him cigarettes, and I don't want to go down and get a book off the book cart. And no, I don't want to bend over and pick their soap up in the shower. I just want to know, as the many people have asked, do you believe...
Yes, I believe. We can do it.
You believe that we can go out with millions of Americans digging holes in their backyards and finding enough oil to keep this country self-sufficient?
You know, at least I'm doing something about it.
But do you believe that?
Yes, I believe it. At least I'm doing something about it. At least I'm going out and doing something about it. How to convert oil to gasoline, that's something else. We've got a converter kit. It's easy to set up. You need a ventilated room, as I mentioned, and you have to in a concrete floor. I'm on the marketing side. I don't know.
But we can convert that oil into gasoline in our backyard.
That is exactly correct. I'm not lying to you, Phil. This can be done. The people who want to do it, they don't have the guts. But what I find out more importantly is the people who want to do it, they don't know how to do it. I do.
And where do you put the oil?
If you got a swimming pool, you can...
Oh, come on. Where do you put the oil?
If you can get cans, gasoline cans.
So I'm going to put it in my pool or in gasoline cans? I think that you haven't thought this thing through very clearly. I think you've got people out in the backyard digging through the terrain looking for oil, but they're not exactly, you know... You don't have any other ideas for them beyond that. So once we find the oil or once we find the minerals, where are we going to store this stuff? Other than the fact that you keep insulting me about being OPEC's jail bitch, I don't know what else I'm supposed to do here. So why don't we log on to your website and find out more about your business, okay? Brad?
Well, my website...
What I mean is, why don't we log on to solutionsusa.net?
Okay, that is not a real website. That's just the name of the company.
I don't understand.
The name of the
company. The name of your company is what?
The name of my company is solutionsusa.net. But I.
But you don't have a website.
We don't currently right now have a website. No. We have a pretend website, I guess is what you call it.
What's a pretend website?
That's when you name the company after a domain name, but you don't really have.
So you went out and named your company?
We went out, we got the name. I had a guy research it. SolutionsUSA.net was still available, and so we got that.
Why?
As a pretend website.
Well, what if people log on to that?
Well, I'm telling them now, you can't log on to it because it's a pretend website.
But well, then why would you call your company SolutionsUSA.net?
Because it sounds cool. I don't know. Everybody, the Internet's the future, Phil. And
if you're on it, the Internet's the future. What do you mean it sounds cool? You got to be on it.
But it sounds credible.
It sounds credible. Yeah, so when I go to your website, anyway, Whittier on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am, you're on the air.
Yes, that guy is absolutely nuts. You know how deep you have to go to dig oil?
I bet you know.
Yes, I sure do. I worked up on the pipeline, and I know in Alaska.
You worked the pipeline, huh? You worked the pipeline, and you know how deep you got to go, huh?
Yes. I mean...
Don't get smart with this lady, okay?
I'm just kidding around.
He's being cute with you, ma'am.
Well, so you know, I mean, whatever he's trying to peddle us, that's...
I've
got 38 acres of land, and there's no way I can go out there with that heavy equipment.
He doesn't realize
how deep you have to go.
That's the difference. You go out with the backyard energy...
I can't even dig out in the backyard and plant a flower. I don't come up with any oil.
No, ma'am. I'm not talking about going that shallow. But with the backyard energy locator, you can go outside and start digging.
Oh, don't. You can't fool. You know, you might be able to fool some of the people some of the time, but not all of them all the time.
What are you talking about? Don't you want America to be self-sufficient?
Yes, I do. And we have all kinds of oil up in Alaska, but the bureaucrats won't let us get it down.
Oh, that old saw about how there's a conspiracy.
Oh, I'm not talking about any conspiracy, but I think you're...
Look, it's easy to use. Even a crazy old lady like you could use it, okay? What I'm saying is, do you remember that... Let me tell you something, seriously. Do you remember that TV show, The Beverly Hillbillies?
No, I don't watch any of those silly sitcoms.
All right, in the beginning of the show, Jed goes out hunting, and he's shooting at some food, and the bullet missed the squirrel, but it went through the ground, and oil came up.
That's Hollywood, and that's fantasy. What's wrong with you?
That was a Hollywood show.
But I'm saying it's possible.
That's fantasy.
About a guy, the song went, come and listen to a story about a man named Jed, the poor mountaineer that barely kept his family fed. And then one day he was shooting at some food, and up through the ground came a bubbling crude. See what I'm saying? Now,
all need to have our oil and mineral rights, and I don't believe there's any place in California that anybody has the oil and mineral rights. I might be wrong, but as much as...
Do you know anybody that can drill 300 feet?
Yes.
Who?
My brother had to dig that deep for water, and he didn't hit any oil.
He dug 300 feet for water?
Yes, water.
Did he get any?
Yes, artesian water.
Oh, out in Artesia.
No, artesian water, real soft water.
That's an artesia, right?
No.
Artesian water is soft water.
Well, what's artesia?
That's a town.
It is not. I'm talking about artesian water. You sure don't know much about that, do you?
Artesian water? You show me somebody who knows something about artesian water.
That's the soft water that you have to go down real...
Let me ask you a question. Your brother, did he go to school? Because all you got to do is walk to the tap and turn it on. This guy's digging 300 feet? Holy Jesus.
Well, he was in a rural area where he had to dig for
water. All you got to do is turn on a tap.
He didn't have a tap.
Well, he's living in the wrong place.
I think that guy needs a tap.
All you got to do, come and listen to a story about a man named Jed. You know what I'm saying?
I wish you'd try and find out where that Alaskan oil is going to.
The Alaskan oil?
Yes, because...
I know where it is, ma'am. It's in Alaska.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Rifkin, with your smart answers. Yeah, the Alaskan oil is, isn't that Shell?
I don't know, but you know, it's piped down.
No, I know where it went.
And
it got dumped by the drunk on the tanker, didn't it?
So
Hazelwood knows where it is.
I'm just wondering where it goes from
right.
here, and why we aren't getting it.
Well, the reason why we're not getting it is they dumped it and coated it on all them ducks. Remember?
Phil?
They dumped it on the ducks, lady. Come on. Come and listen to his story.
Get rid of this guy with a man named Jed.
Phil?
Yes, ma'am. We'll find out about the Alaskan oil here.
I wish you would.
I will. Yes.
I can't stand him anymore.
Yeah, he is a real pain in the butt.
Yeah.
Come and listen to a story about a man named Jed. It's a mountaineer. She hung up.
Right. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Henry Show, and our number is 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Brad Rifkin with us, solutionsusa.net. Don't go to that website, though. That's a pretend website.
Well, Mr. Henry, I don't see any reason.
No, I get you on the show. I hear solutionsusa.net. I think it's a real one, okay? Victorville on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Mr. Henry?
Yes, ma'am.
Can I tell you this?
Yes,
dear. I married a man from Arkansas when we went down there while Governor Laney was... Governor?
Oh, Governor Laney, yes.
Just a moment. Just a minute. I'm speaking to Mr. Henry, please.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And we drove through an area I can't remember, and I asked my husband, why is everything so black and nasty here? He said there was so much oil in the ground, it just bubbled up and bubbled up and bubbled up. So you don't have to have your little gadget to...
You know, I drove through South Central the other day, and I said the same thing.
You don't
why
have
is everything
to have
so
your
black
dismal?
And nasty?
All right, Mr. Rifkin, none of your jokes, okay?
What? Mm-hmm. She said black and nasty. I thought it was very racial.
Oh, for God's sake.
Ma'am, you
oh,
said...
For God's
no, wait
sake.
A second. You said you were driving through a part of the country that was black and nasty.
Yes, all covered.
All about
black.
Have you got a problem with black people?
Of course not. I have dear friends that are black.
She and wasn't talking about black people.
Well, what was she talking about?
Well, what color should I say? It was purple and green. It was oil that had covered the road and the tree stumps and the ground. And this has been, well, I'm 76.
That's so a beautiful sight to me, I'll tell you that.
Yes, it is. But they don't need your gadget to get it, you know. And
they don't need my gadget to get it.
Just
look
a minute. Mr. Rifkin,
yes,
you can be a little considerate. I was going to tell you this. Even if you got oil that bubbled up from the ground, like it did in Arkansas, you have to have a way to contain it. You have to have money, and you have to have equipment. So I'll say
I
this.
I can convert it to gasoline right there.
Good
with
for
my,
you.
With
Good
our,
for you,
with
sir.
Our gasoline converter kit, I can sell them. For $29.99.
You know, it's funny that you don't do this and get rich.
I am doing it. I'm on
okay.
Mr. Henry's show right now. I'll
okay.
start with you. You seem to love oil. How about you? Our backyard energy converter can do it.
Okay, well, I don't need it. I'm very pleased to. We have.
How do you get around? How do you get around? In a car?
Oh, I drive my big Lincoln Continental.
So you put gasoline in that
I
thing?
I sure do.
And where do you think the oil comes from?
I know where it comes from. But
Saudi
also,
Arabia.
Also.
And every man in America has turned into some jail punk for the OPEC boys.
Well, what I understand, if you will let me finish, was
but you
that
finish, you're talking about black and nasty people?
I didn't say people.
Well, you said something was black and...
The oil was black and nasty.
I said the ground and the dirt.
Ma'am,
and the
I ask you as a woman who has been around, why do we have to keep bending over for the oil jockeys?
Because we're using their oil now, and then when their stock is depleted, we will have plenty here in Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas,
dear.
And Alaska.
Ma'am.
Mr. Rifkin, goodbye.
Ma'am,
you're
you know
a quack.
Do you know how sore my rear end's getting from this?
You're a quack.
No,
goodbye,
I'm a quack.
Sir.
You know how sore my rear end's getting from bending over for your oil jockey husband? Damn it.
Get out of here.
But wait a minute. There's a whole...
Okay, there he goes. So get yourself a pick and a shovel and get on out in your backyard and dig for oil. 1-800-449-8686. Go outside into your backyard and start finding oil. I saw that on the when we bought our house. I'd never looked at that. It says all the oil and mineral and gas rights in perpetuity, you ain't getting it. Whoever I bought that land from, he's got it. Well, how's he going to get on my land to find it? So in other words, if my kid was out back with a spoon or a rake or a shovel or one of them energy locators, or if I was tunneling under the fence to get a better look at one of my neighbors or something, and I found oil, I don't get to keep it? Well, that ain't cool. That's not good. So the guy who finds the oil on my land and wants to get it, he's going to have to tunnel under my house. And how about the guy that Mike was telling me about? Some dude that lives on top of a mountain. Where is it, Mike? Somewhere in the United States. He lives on top of a mountain. He built a house on top of a mountain. But the guy doesn't own the oil rights to his land, even though his land extends on the top of this mountain. So whoever gets the oil is going to have to tunnel in. Apparently, he's got a house in what used to be old mining property, like gold mines and silver mines. But he has no rights to that gold or that silver. So it means he built it on a ridge near a ski resort. Okay. So it means that whoever gets the oil whoever gets the gold or the silver has to tunnel under the guy's house to get it, which means the house collapses. And he could legally do that, couldn't he? He could legally tunnel under that house and get his oil and then be gone. Well, that's just great. Speaking of money, I didn't get paid today because the people who operate the books over there at the radio station in town, well, they didn't get the money into the bank accounts. They didn't do the direct deposit thing. And apparently it was the bank screw up. See, what happened was, is I'm sitting here and I'm working with my friends. I'm trying to put together a radio show. I got a call from the radio station. Your money didn't get into your account. Because I have direct deposit like many people do. I said, really? Yes. Well, why is that? Must have been your bank. Must have been the bank screw up. I'd call them if I were you. But we've got an indication here that your money didn't get into your account. I said, holy Jesus, what are you talking about? My money didn't get in my... It didn't. It's got to be the bank or something. So I spend like a half hour on the phone with a bank in the middle of my workday, only to find out it wasn't the bank's fault. It was the freaking radio station. The LA station here, KFI, they got a new computer program. Nobody's checks made it into their accounts last night. From what I gathered, from I was talking to a couple of people, they said, well, you weren't the only one, Phil, like 15 or 20 other people. So I wasted a whole afternoon. You know what's going on this last month? I've spent the whole month screaming at people. And why is that? Because I bought a house. And what is more, I don't have the energy or mineral rights to it. That's what really made me scream. Are you trying to tell me that I don't have the mineral rights? It's just the kind of thing that I'd get angry with my wife about, and then she'd have to calm me down and explain life to me. We don't have the mineral rights. What the hell kind of bullcrap? It's standard.
What?
It's a standard deal. You idiot. Shut up. I'm gonna kill you. So that's the whole month that I've spent screaming and yelling and screaming and yelling and only have people look at me and say, I'd do the same thing if I were you, Phil, but you do it. You do it so much better, okay? You be the asshole. I'd rather not. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.